Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning comes from the second letter to Peter, chapter 3. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. So far, the reading of the text. Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? Do you really want to be perfect and holy before God? In your every action, every word, every thought, do you really, really want to be that holy? Well, I already know the answer. You do. That's why you're here. You want to be right with God. That's your desire. Therefore, as Jesus declared in the Beatitudes, blessed are you who hunger and thirst after righteousness. You shall be filled. And you are filled with that sought after righteousness, not just in the future, in the new heavens and new earth, in the resurrection of all flesh, but you are filled with that perfect, eternal righteousness right here, right now, as I see you before me. We hear the apostles' words of warning. Since all these things of the old order of things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God? Do those words frighten you? Well, in a sense, they should. After all, each one of us struggles with our unholy conduct and ungodliness every day, facing the end times when we know that we will stand before the eternal just judge, our behavior will be considered for all to witness. On top of these thoughts, keep in mind that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. There will be no warning, no practice drills. Just as a thief seeks to enter your dwelling when you least expect it, so it will be for all who dwell on this earth on that last and final day. And the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. My fellow sinners, this is all a frightening prospect for us, is it not? Except for this. Through faith in Christ, our living Savior, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. What promise? That we, in him, who did live a holy and godly life in our behalf, are promised to be dressed in his righteousness, his holiness, his perfection, here and now, and on the day of judgment, and on into eternity. Through the shedding of his holy precious blood, all of our sins are washed away, and we are given through faith his holiness as our very own. Now, do not misunderstand the word of warning about the great and awful day of the Lord's return for judgment is not to be dismissed or disregarded by you. But as you ask how it is that your conduct in this life is important, it is important for that preparation for that last day. And I point you always and only to your holy, loving substitute, Christ Jesus. This is completely unlike a keychain I saw recently advertised in a liberal Lutheran online gift store with these three short sentences printed on it. Love God, love people, the end. That is truly depressing and downright frightening. That is facing the end with the righteous demands of the law staring you in the face, and that's all you have, and as a mirror, you see yourself as unrighteous, not righteous. Trusting in Jesus, you joyfully seek his coming to be hastened. Your craving for eternal righteousness is satisfied always and only in him. And as promised, these are the words of invitation coming from our Savior, from our Judge on that day. He will say to you, you who hunger and thirst after righteousness, come. You who are blessed by my Father, receive or inherit the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world. Come. All has been done. You are right before my Father. Then, as we are separated forever from those gathered to Jesus' left, the unbelievers who are sent to their eternal punishment, our Judge will observe of you and of me and the entire church of believers, the righteous will go into eternal life, righteous for his sake. So as you hear the recessional played on your way out of chapel this morning, before you arrive to your next class, the day of the Lord may take place. And in Christ Jesus, you are well prepared. Your sins are all forgiven, and you are declared 100% holy in his name. So go then in peace. That great and awful day will still be a surprise, to be sure. But for Jesus' sake, you are well prepared in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forevermore. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Holy and righteous God, in mercy you became the Son of Man to be a gracious judge to us. Grant us to live our life here on earth in true faith and love, and to stand in your garment of eternal righteousness with all your people at your right hand on the day of your glory. Amen. May he who has begun this good work of faith in you perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Peace be with you. Amen.